This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And again, I read to you from Revelation chapter 21 in verse 4 in regard to that marvelous home which God has prepared for those who love Him. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. For the past several days, we've been talking about reasons why one should want to go to heaven. And I'm putting these lessons in the form of a mother who is a Christian writing to her son, an adult son who is not a Christian. And she's trying to persuade him to make that decision by telling him how wonderful heaven is. Already, we've talked about 3 reasons as to why one should want to go to heaven. First, because it is a place where our Heavenly Father will wipe away all tears. Secondly, because it is a place which will never decay. The foundations will never rot, the walls will never crumble, and where our bodies, our changed bodies, will never be subject to decay. And third, because heaven is a place where there will be no sorrow, but only happiness and joy throughout the unending ages of eternity. Now, taking up again in the form of this mother writing to her son as to reasons why she wants him to go to heaven, we point out, I want you to go to heaven because it is a place where there will be no more death. You will remember the long procession to the cemetery when your father died, and you and I both know that we also face death unless our Lord should come before we die, in which case we shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye in just a moment. You will remember the words of the scriptures, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. All of our loved ones, all of our friends and neighbors face death. When you think about the fact that God has prepared a place where there will be no death, a place where we will not have to wonder whether today or tomorrow is the day we're going to die, we will not have to anticipate any more funeral processions to the cemetery to leave the bodies of our loved ones there. But in heaven, we will have the realization that we're to live forever and ever and ever. And as the old song goes, when we've been there 10,000 years, we will have no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began. Yes, my son, this is why I became a Christian. It is the reason why I'm now trying to live as the Bible teaches me to live, and why I want you to become a Christian. And so the mother continues writing to the son a 5th reason why she wants him to realize the enormous wonder of going to heaven. And so she writes, again, I want you to become a Christian because heaven is a place where there will be no pain. God expects us to learn from our human experience the pain we ourselves will suffer. You remember, I know, when you were a little boy, how you burned your finger so terribly when you were playing with matches, and how you suffered such pain from it. I know that you suffered pain yourself, and that you observed others suffering it also. I know that you realize that we all live here in this life with the possibility that tomorrow, next week, or next month, any one of us may be plunged into a situation in which we face horrible pain, great anguish, or even death while suffering this agonizing pain. We realize that God has prepared a place for those who love Him where there will be no pain. And to realize that God has done this, that heaven is a place where there will be no tears, where there will be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, where there will be no more pain, for all the former things, that is, the things of this life, are passed away. When I realize that, it leads me to want to be a Christian, and it leads me to want to plead with everybody I possibly can for them also to make that decision. It is why I would give my very life if you would become a Christian, a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the 6th place, I want you to go to heaven because heaven is a place which is free from sin and filth and unrighteousness. It's a place which has a wall great and high which no enemy can penetrate. But our time is gone for today. Please do be with us next time as we continue our reasons why you should want to go to heaven.